Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
A special welcome to those families who are joining us today, especially for VBS Sunday. A special welcome to just a couple of you who wore red because it's also Pentecost today. So today we celebrate not only Vacation Bible School, but also the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I'm wearing red on your behalf. And in good Pentecost fashion, our VBS kids will be presenting the sermon today based on what they learned this week.
I would like to take a moment now to recognize all our volunteers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Laura Schieber. I'm the Director of Christian Ed here at Covenant. And I want to say a great big welcome to everyone. It's great to see everybody here. And you kids are just doing a great job. Thank you for coming today. But in order for VBS to take place, it takes a lot of people. I cannot do it by myself by any means. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that happens to make each night come off without a bang and so that everyone can have fun. Our VBS format is we split the kids into five groups, and each night they rotate through six stations with an opening and a closing. The stations are music, snack, imagination station, where we do craft and science experiments, kid vid, which is where they see a short video and then talk about how it relates to their life, and games. And that just makes a full night of fun. So you might have noticed a lot of us are wearing the blue crew shirts. Those are volunteers that have helped throughout the week. We also had, as Barb mentioned, a lot of people who helped with food and meals for the volunteers. We know that a lot of our volunteers come right from work. They don't even go home. They could come immediately here, and then they work for another 3 hours with the kids. So those meals are much appreciated. If you would look on your bulletin, there's a list of everybody and what they did. If you contributed in any part to Bible school, I would like you to stand up now. We're going to give you a great big round of applause. So if you donated supplies, you donated money, you donated food, you donated your time, anything like that, please stand up. Thank you, everyone, so much.
I mentioned earlier that today is Pentecost Sunday. Often on Pentecost Sunday, we remember a scene from the life of the early church when all the church members were all gathered together, praying together, and then the HVAC system went completely off the rails, and there was a huge wind, and flames of fire came and landed on people's heads. So if that should happen today, don't worry, it's just Pentecost. And our scripture reading is a scripture about the Holy Spirit, which is the person of God that we celebrate on Pentecost Sunday. It's also a scripture reading that I think goes really well with this idea that wherever we are, Jesus rescues. Our reading is from Romans chapter 8. I invite you to follow along as I read aloud. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Who then will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or poverty or peril or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. And now we have a sermon presented by the VBS kids.
I'm Terry Springer, and we were the Jaguar group, and so the kids are going to... No, probably going to do that. So you go ahead and... and say that one. Okay. So the kids are going to tell you what we did.
At Shipwreck VBS, on our first evening, we met Hope, the jaguar. She helped us remember that even when you're lonely, Jesus rescues. My favorite part of Bible school was games because we had fun and sometimes got wet. On day one, we played kickball at the game station.
You can
just read both of them if you want.
Our Bible verse for the day was from Psalm 27, verse 10. The Lord will hold me close. In snack station, we had pudding beaches. It was vanilla pudding with crushed up vanilla wafers and a fish on top. Yum.
My favorite part was Imagination Station because we did a craft and made helicopter spinners.
At Chipwreck VBS, on our first evening, we met Hope, the jaguar. She helped us remember that even when you're lonely, Jesus rescues.
I'm Jean Castor, and we were the toucans. And we have our Annie holding our toucan sign and Paige holding our memory sign. And Lucy?
Turn it.
On the second evening, we met Beacon the toucan. Beacon taught us that even when you worry, Jesus rescues.
Our Bible verse was from the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 19. The Lord comes to the rescue each time.
My favorite part of VBS was games. On day two, we played bingo inside because it was raining. I liked the candy prizes.
In the Imagination Station, we learned about friction. Worry is like friction. It is resistance. We did a trick where we stuffed a plastic bottle with rice and then put a chopstick in the middle. With enough friction, we were able to hold up the entire bottle with just the chopstick.
Jada's favorite part of VBS was snacks. On day two, we had graham crackers with blue frosting to look like the ocean. We added goldfish to the top.
Where's Libby? I need Libby.
In Kidvid Station, we watched a short video about a girl who worried about moving and being lonely in a new country. God can help us when we work.
My favorite part of VBS was singing. I learned new songs and dancing.
This group is the manta rays, and Aaron is holding up our sign. And Drew is going to start off telling people what it is that we did. Drew?
On day three of Bible study, we met Ray, a giant manta ray. Ray helps us remember that even when you struggle, Jesus rescues.
Our verse for the day was also from Psalms. It is from chapter 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God."
On day three, we did the Holy Bucket Relay races at the game station. We got really wet, but that was okay because it was really hot outside.
In Kidvid. In the Kidvid station, we watch a short video about a boy who jumped into the water to save his little brother. Jesus rescues us even when we struggle like that.
I like Imagination Station on day 3 because we made these t-shirts.
Captain Pitcher here. Freddie Pitcher's first command ended up on the rocks. I had 12 in my crew. Jesus had 12 disciples. I had 12 good men. Some of them were not too happy when I was saved. I didn't even know how to swim. So 5 nights I've spent with these. We had 12, and I think we have 10 of the 12 here, but I learned as much from them, I'm sure, as they learned in Bible school. Okay, iguanas.
Our day 4 memory buddy was Guac the iguana. Guac helps us remember that even when you do wrong, Jesus rescues.
Our verse for the day is from the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world.
My favorite part of VBS was games. We had a cup stacking contest with water squirts and did potato sack races.
My favorite part of VBS was snacks. On day 4, we had orange floats. They were so good to eat. The bubbles in the float remind us that Jesus had a plan to overcome the sin in our life and gave us hope that bubbles over.
My favorite part of VBS was Imagination Station. When we painted shirts, I like to use paint.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention I had help. Joe Chance and Charles Chance both helped me. I wasn't doing it by myself with these 12. Joe's in the nursery. Jen was ill today, so Joe Chance is working in the nursery.
Hi. I'm Latsmi, and we are the preschoolers, and we are the Slots. And this is Morgan, and I have to tell you, these kids are the best preschoolers I have ever met. The reason why is because they're slow, they do not run in the hall at all. And they're quiet, they do not interrupt at all. But most of all, they're cute. Okay, we are going to tell you about day 5. The last day of VBS, we met Mo the Sloth. Mo reminds us that even when you're powerless, Jesus rescues.
Our Bible verse was, "This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead," from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. Our day's story was about Peter and John healing a lame man in Jesus' name. In Snacks Station, we had Jell-O Shark Cups, which everyone enjoyed. In Kidvid, we watched a short video about a boy who was sick and had to trust in Jesus to give him the power to get better.
In Imagine Station, we made boats and floated them in water. Our boats were powerless without the wind. We gave them through a straw. God help us when we feel powerless.
And now, a moment for mission.
Today's moment for mission focuses on our VBS mission project, and I invite Lily and Karsten to share with us.
Hello, and welcome to VBS Sunday. I'm Lily Barker.
I'm Karsten Barker.
and we're members of the Covenant Youth Group. Our youth group is traveling to Omaha next week for our mission trip through the organization Urban Plunge. We will work at various sites in the inner city while we are there, including a homeless shelter. This year, the VBS children are helping us raise money to prepare the toiletry bags that we'll hand out when we're at the homeless shelter. We'll purchase the items needed to make these bags before we leave and then take them with us to pass out. Over the course of the week, the kids raised $193.79, mostly all in coins. They also filled a large tub full of all the items we need to make the bags. So that's $193 is a lot, so thank you guys. Our goal is to raise around $300 total for the projects, and we're well on our way. Any loose coins or bills in the offering plate during the month of June will go towards our mission project. And then if you'd like to make a special donation by check, please make sure you mark it VBS Mission and then place it in the offering plate. You can also donate via PayPal on our church website. And we thank you for all your support.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.